This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 658. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have an orange with a new webcam who's no longer green. It's Chris.
I try to do as much as I can to make this webcam look like the old one, but I can't find a green button in the settings. So, you know, just got to kind of make do.
Yeah.
Did you shine a laser into it by any chance? Is that what?
I don't have a green laser, but it's not a bad idea.
I should have.
You'll have to get like a green gel to put over one of your photographic lights just off camera.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those lights are so big that I need a really big gel.
Yeah.
Just have Rob. Rob.
Hi.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
Good. Matt. How's it going, Matt?
It's going.
That's you go.
About all I can say.
I'm glad you said that, not what you're probably thinking.
Yes, you're very glad I didn't say what I was thinking.
Don.
Hello.
And Diecast.
Hey, everybody.
Sweet. Okay. Toy Fair's coming up here in under a month. We're under a month away from Toy Fair 2020. Diecast will be there.
I'm excited. You know what, though? I always get excited like the month before, and then the week before we get a whole bunch of leaks, and I'm like, ah. But right now I'm at my excited stage, which is awesome.
I mean, I know, you know, you commit a lot of money into going and covering it for us and being there. But like, even if some of the reveals get officially spoiled beforehand, like, it's still a fun experience to be there and see the stuff and talk to the Hasbro people and the other fan site reps, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's always
freezing outside the Javits Center while you're waiting for them to open the doors.
Yeah, I always enjoy it. It's a great experience. I love talking to the Hasbro designers and everything. You know, there's always just that.
Whether they feel the same or not, you know, that's another matter entirely.
Hey, I mean, they kind of like checked off a couple things I've been asking for. So I got to.
Yeah, they're probably hoping that you'll stop.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, those guys are great. So, I mean, I give them credit, and, you know, they're really good to talk to.
Submarine Megatron, please.
Yes, Submarine Megatron is my next thing.
In the chat right now, they're talking about, like, an RSC drinking game. This is, like, the third version. I forgot I need to go back and find. I think we actually had documented rules for the first version, like, 10 years ago.
Well, now it's got to be.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, now it's got to be anytime service merchandise is mentioned. Take a drink.
It's like Brian's wearing an RFC shirt. Take a drink. Girlfriend, take a drink.
Yes.
Service merchandise, take a drink. TFRadio.net/live. You can watch it there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, though, because that's kind of how everybody watches it now. Yeah, Don apologizes and you drink. Yes. Spider Bob. We love our chat.
We're going to kill some people here.
I know.
Yeah.
Brian's drinking an energy drink. I actually have two. I have my energy slurry that I made in the blender with my SodaStream energy drink, and I have one of the new Coke energies here in my left hand. I'm double fisting.
If Chris magically pulls whatever we're talking about off the shelf right next to him, take a drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that deserves like two drinks.
Seacons before Unicron drink.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not kill our listening audience. You know, yeah, how about we not do that?
Watch live, subscribe to us on YouTube, please. Be great. Let's see. So, Toy Fair. Let me go through my early show plugs that I got to go through. Patreon. So, we're working on updated designs. I'll post them this weekend. Our patrons at the touched tier will be able to vote on the design of the first card, and I'll send it to the printer next week. And hopefully by Toy Fair time, people will be receiving their RSE trading card, the first one. It'll be diecast. Second probably will be Don.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll be posting the first episode of the RSE throwback for patrons this weekend. Remember that podcast? It's a monthly podcast. The patrons get that 2 months in advance. It's evergreen. I'm trying to do a more evergreen content that people can find like 2 years later. It's still good. So we'll also have the monthly Q&A that we're going to do on the show next week, capturing questions that are popping up on our Patreon. And if you sign up or for the Patreon during the live stream or up your tier, I'll mention it. TFradio.net. Click on Patreon or go to patreon.com/TFradio. Okay. I want to do the contest stuff, get it out of the way. I'm working on clearing out space, and I desperately need to get rid of stuff. We're giving away 4 things this week, all out of my collection. Keep that in mind. We're doing a Throne of the Primes San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, a prize pack including a bunch of stuff, Make Toys Gundog, and Unique Toys Mania King. Winners have been selected at mostly random. They have not random, like, I go and check. Are you following? Yes. Okay. You retweet? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Great. You win. Are you following? No. But you retweeted? Sorry. That happened to one of our winners. Had to go to somebody else because they were not following. Yes. So, God, I cannot pronounce this. Throne of the Primes goes to at Rarquiz. Rarquiz. The prize pack of stuff goes to Hyper Shouta. Gundog goes to Icon Dispatch. And Mania King goes to Hot Convoy. I love that name. Hot Convoy. It's kind of like Hot Rodimus, but Convoy. Very Transformers-y. So congratulations. I'll reach out. I'll make contact probably tomorrow. And I'll let you know.
So okay. Speaking of Dr. Doom, since we were just talking about that, if anyone's interested, I checked Hasbro Pulse, and he is available now, where I believe he was out of stock or sold out originally.
Yeah, because that's the one everybody wants out of the wave.
Yeah. So I just ordered him.
My Walmart has, no, neighboring Walmart has it. I can go back and get it if I want it, but I would probably just buy the rest of the Masters of the Universe WWE figures that I skipped.
Yes, I saw the other day the Ring Grayskull, or whatever they're calling that thing, is now marked down to $15 already.
Yeah, Grayskull Mania. Yes. Yeah. It's in the clearance aisle.
There are two of them. There's one that's bare bones and plain Jane. Then there's one that comes with two figures. So I got the one that has two figures.
Well, I assume that one wouldn't be marked down to $15 yet, but hell if I know. Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, I got it online, but it was marked down to like $30 from like $50.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, so, with two figures in it, that's a really good deal, though.
Yeah, it was a great deal. Okay, sweet. Okay, who wants to go first? Who got something? Diecast, what'd you get?
Ooh, you guys know I love cell shading, and I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, and I have to, if you follow me on Twitter at Diecast2, you probably already saw it, but I'm going to turn around and grab it real quick.
I guess I'll go after Diecast, because I'll be quick.
So, is the cel-shaded Toy World Constructor Devastator, and it is just absolutely beautiful.
I didn't know that was even a thing.
That does look really good.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
God, I can't remember how long ago I ordered this. I think it was almost a year ago.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
It's been a while, yeah.
It was after the orange Devastator that we've still never gotten. So when I saw this, I was like, huh, they'll probably never make that either. I'm just gonna go ahead and order it because it looks beautiful. And they actually made it. So
now, is that actually Toy World, or is it a fourth party company copying?
No,
it?
It's actually Toy World. it's actually Toy World, and it comes with a little legend-sized Wheeljack that's also cel-shaded, but apparently they didn't make those in time, so they're coming after Chinese New Year.
Oh.
So this came out right before, and I'll get that after. But a cel-shaded Devastator with the other couple cel-shaded pieces I've got like a Grimlock, Optimus Prime, Megatron. There's a Starscream coming out that I'm going to pick up. I'm not going to go crazy with the cel-shaded stuff, but as long as I got the main characters covered, I'm really happy with that.
I'd like to see photos of it, because over Skype, over the little screen I'm looking at right now, it kind of looks like Devastator with shoe polish all over it.
Yeah, I mean, he did post it on his Twitter at diecast2.
Yeah, and some people were like, is that like a cardboard cutout? Like, that's kind of what it looked like. You know,
good cell shading. Then.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how many of those Toy World Devastators do you have now?
This is my second one.
I thought you had more.
No, I have the yellow one. I thought you had a clear one.
Right?
Clear. No. No, I don't have a
clear. Oh, that's Gravity Builder, isn't it?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You've got some kind of clear Devastator, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I have the knockoff clear Gravity Builder.
Okay.
So, which...
You can understand how I would get confused.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So, another thing you can get confused on, which I won't... I'll hold this Devastator till I get this other
thing
out.
Don't drop it.
Well, better to drop that than the clear one.
I got the X-Transbots Gravestone.
Ah, I should have mine next week.
Oh, nice.
Which is the third Motormaster that I have, and I still don't have a complete Menasor, so I'm not sure how that works, but that's the way it worked out. I like it. It's not my favorite. If I had to categorize it, this is the best vehicle mode if you want a vehicle without a trailer, because this... obviously, this is the only one that doesn't have trailer components in this robot mode, because the trailer is going to be sold separately. The DX9 has part of the trailer that incorporates in Motormaster, and obviously Fans Toys, the full trailer, incorporates into Motormaster.
And as a panel formery nightmare by the looks of it, but...
Yeah. So, I'm not really... keen on the back of this thing and just how the sides protrude out, like kind of past the arms, and it, this front panel kind of doesn't tab down as well as I would like, but it is heavy. It's got die cast. I mean, they did a really nice job on it, and I'd probably be happy if this was the only one I had, but just having the other two to compare it to, I think this is probably my least favorite out of all three of them.
When Diecast this morning, I did watch Bobby Skullface's review on him, and he did say,
"Drink."
No. The reason I'm bringing that up is because he did have an issue with the connector piece on the inside of the waist. That
I don't want your reviews, Diecast. Some
significant. No, I'm letting Diecast know so it doesn't break on him. There was some significant stressing on that connector inside the waist where the top and bottom half connects, that the two pieces that stick up like a U-shaped, he was already having some significant stressing on that from just the limited transformations he had done. So I'm just letting Diecast know, because that's a major component on connecting the top and the bottom half together.
I don't have any stress marks on mine, but it's something I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, I mean, because he said that like those Thunacons will be his vehicle mode ones, because like you said, the truck mode is gorgeous, but I just wanted to let you know there was an issue with that waist connector piece that he found some significant stressing. I didn't want to snap on you in the middle and you not know.
Now, if you're watching the video, you can see this panel, how it doesn't, like, that sits on top of his chest, that doesn't tab down the best and hold down the best, and I just think it's kind of ugly. So yeah, it's a beautiful truck, though. It is, like, that's 10 out of 10 on the truck, and everything else is kind of, it's okay. And
what else did I get?
I got Goldamus Prime.
No, I'm right here.
Oh God, I thought that sounded familiar when I said that. This is the Magic
Square. He's sitting right here in Tennessee.
Yeah, this is the Magic Square Legends Gold Optimus Prime, and the reason I got this is they actually did a pretty good match between the gold and the you know what the butterscotch plastic would be on the regular gold MP10, and this came with the gold trailer and everything, but because I got it from Taobao, they I guess in left order the wheel to out. Fit it into one shipping box. No, they threw out the box and they just gave me the components, but they still were in their plastic clamshell, which was interesting.
It's the size of the box.
Where the heck is the box? But I mean, at least this, I didn't care about the box. I just kind of wanted a gold Optimus Prime. I don't know why. I guess I passed on all the other ones, and this one was just like, yeah, it's only like $40, so might as well pick it up. And then I got a couple other things. One thing I posted on my Twitter was I got these little Autobot. They go around the USB cable of your phone, so you can use it as a thing to hold to plug it into your phone to charge it. And it came in Disney packaging, which I thought was like really strange. That's why I posted on Twitter. Is this a sign of things to come? But what I think it is they probably have more Disney IPs that they're stealing and making things like this off of. So, you know, they just threw the Transformers symbol in the same packaging as all the other ones that they do, like the Mickey Mouse's or the Donald Ducks or whatever it is. So, but yeah, if you want to check out the packaging, just go to @diecast2. You should follow me because I post a lot of the stuff that I get on Twitter. And, you know, there's actually a pile of stuff upstairs that I just couldn't bring down. I didn't have enough hands to bring it down to the basement to show it off on the show. So
that I'm sure your wife is thrilled.
Yeah. So that was the major stuff.
Cool. Chris.
Okay, so starting with Transformers related, so Nana, who I buy stuff from semi-frequently, the, you know, aftermarket accessory add-ons, was having, I guess we'll say a warehouse clear out of a few leftover kit pieces and a bunch of, like, random, slightly off extras. So I bought a set of, these are the guns for the Titans Return clone figures. So there's a pair of rifles each for Fastlane, Cloudrigger,
nice.
Pounce, and Wingspan. But as part of the same sale, for 99 cents each, you could buy just a random sight unseen weapon from some previous kit, just whatever leftovers or odd color patterns from when plastic colors were being switched in the injection machine. So I bought about $15 worth of those, which, if I can get this to line up,
nice.
You might be able to see down there in the envelope. It's kind of a pain to pull all of it out. But so I got a ton of stuff from that and only a few duplicates. And a couple of the duplicates are actually kind of nice to have. Like, I got a second G2 Sideswipe sword. Sweet. So I can have Sideswipe dual wield. I got an extra each of a Pounce and a Wingspan rifle, not a pair extra each. Just now I have like three of those rifles. And then a few, like, odd end, like, half of one of the Perceptor sniper rifle pieces, but fortunately it looks enough like a little gun by itself, so it's not a problem. Just a bunch of random odd stuff. It was kind of fun to open the envelope and start pulling stuff out and see, basically, you know, what kind of luck I rolled that day ordering the stuff. I was hoping to get, like, a Brainstorm briefcase or, you know, something along that line, but sadly, no such luck. It took a while, but I did finally manage to identify everything. They're not, like, individually labeled as to what they are, and Nanef takes down pages for inactive products pretty quickly after the runs end. So it was a little bit of an effort to track down what some of those were, but I'm mostly happy with what I got out of that, especially since it was pretty well on the cheap. So apart from that, this week I got off of Amazon the just brand new Halo Mega Constructs exosuit sets. So I was able to get two of these so far. There's an assortment of three. I ordered all three of them. Only two have arrived. So this one is still in the package because it just came today, is the Mark I prototype exosuit. And the other day I got the Skyfire exosuit. And Skyfire is an interesting thing because Mega Constructs is owned by Mattel these days. And Mattel has been holding onto the Skyfire trademark since 2001 when they snatched it away from Hasbro. after the result of a closed race to get products to market at about the same time. So you might remember in Robots in Disguise 2001, there was Skyfire, which was the gray and purple flip changer jet from one of the two packs. So Hasbro was trying to grab and hold on to Skyfire for their own use. Unfortunately, in the Max Steel toy line at the time, just slightly earlier, Mattel released a vehicle in that line, which they were calling Skyfire, and because of that, they were able to secure use of the trademark, which they've maintained, obviously.
And the Max Steel toy line also was trying to maintain the Max Steel name from RoboForce, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody cares about that.
I do.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. So, these exosuits are actually pretty neat. They have a structure of their own, but basically the core is a standard Mega Constructs minifigure. If you take the figure out, like, the legs and the arms are jointed on structurally, so it will still stand up. But when you move the limbs of the exosuit, the figure's limbs move with it. So, like, the figure's knee is about here, and the foot goes down into the thigh. The arm just goes into the bicep of the exosuit. Hey Mickey actually compared these to the ExoSquad toys from many, many a year ago, and in a lot of ways he's right about that, because that was made where you'd clip the hands onto the arms of the exo frame, and when you move that makes it look like the figure is moving the stuff around, so you get a much the same effect here. These run about $10 each. Yeah. And it's actually pretty clever how they have some of this set up. So there's a half cylinder for the shoulders to connect to, and when you put the chest plate onto the torso, it makes a whole track that they can swivel around. The legs just attach on the outside with ball joints. It's fairly simplistic, but like it's simplistic in a really good way. They made really good use of economy of parts here, and then each one comes with a small set of blocks to build part of the suit. Like the backpack on the Skyfire one is brick built, and then the guns are also built pieces. So you get like semi-traditional building activity out of that, while the rest of it just kind of snaps together from basic pieces. The Mark One prototype suit is kind of not the best one to have on a shelf, though, because like all the parts that you get to see are all just flat gray. It's very boring looking in package. The other two are more colorful looking as they're presented.
So those the exosuits, the like ExoSquad ones, sort of like figures. My only problem with them is one thing I like about like these smaller construction sets, the figures, something I can pull out of the package and put together in 30 seconds. This is more like a 5 minute, you know.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so it's not the bite size that I like. But you know that's my mistake. You know, next time I get one, I'm gonna know I need to set aside 5 or 10 minutes, and instead of just dumping it out on my desk and expecting to do it in 2 minutes.
No, I think these are easier than their last couple. This looks quicker.
Oh yeah, definitely. So like what Diecast is probably comparing these to is the Cyclops exosuits,
yes,
from the earlier Halo lines, which was kind of a different category of a building set. Like these new Halo exosuits aren't supposed to be the Cyclops design from the games. And actually last year, Mega Constructs did a third series of Cyclops, which was an even bigger building kit. I think the SRP on that was like $20 or $25. A week or two ago, I showed one of those off that I got Target on clearance for $10. Nice. So that was part of that range. Yeah, these are definitely a different kind of thing, and he's absolutely right. These are a lot quicker and simpler to build than one of those Cyclops kits. When you have this all put together and the figure and everything, it's roughly the same height as like a Legends figure, just for sense of comparative scale. I think for all of them, the basic structure of the exosuit is identical, and the variances are just with the brick elements that you add on to it. So, like, this one has guns and a jetpack. The prototype suit, I know, has a bunch of cannons that you build and attach to it. And the third one is the Breacher exosuit, which you build a shield and, I think, like, a rocket-powered axe or hammer for it to use. So, you know, there's some variety in the accessories that you build for it, but basically the structure is all the same. Also, I don't have these right at hand to show off because I didn't think of them until just now, but I also found the new wave of Mega Constructs Heroes figures, which is the all Masters of the Universe wave. So I got Prince Adam, Mossman, the recolored Stratos, and the recolored Evil-Lyn, just because I kind of like the colors on that, even though I already have an Evil-Lyn. Also in the assortment is another Skeletor, and I think it's just five figures in the assortment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. I have those two somewhere around here.
Cool. Anything else?
And I think that covers me for this week.
Rob.
Thanks to Chris, I now have Blot and Cutthroat, so I now have completed Abominus.
Nice.
Everybody should have a Blot.
Yeah, yeah. Blot is the best, I'd say it's the best combiner limb mold out of Power of the Primes. It's a lot of fun. I really like the way they managed to get a totally different set of proportions out of that you know, the requirements for a combiner chunk. And yeah, really nice figure, really happy with it. Cutthroat is not bad either, and it's nice to just have a full Abominus. I mean, thank you, Chris, for going to all this trouble, because I'm pretty sure that you managed to source 4 out of 5 parts of Abominus for me.
Yeah, because you bought one of them yourself in isolation, didn't you?
I bought Cinder Twin, and then, you know, you, I think, were responsible for just about all the rest of them getting to me, so...
I spearheaded the project, the group project that got you Hunger along with that reflector set, and then somehow I got you a Ripper Snapper.
Yeah.
I don't remember how that came about, but somehow or other.
Yeah. And you got me that for Christmas.
Oh, okay. That seems like so long ago now.
Doesn't it? But yeah, I'm really happy with Abominus. It was really nice if you'd do all this.
I'm glad you have the Abominus now, because like I know that was kind of weighing on your mind that you passed up the, was it a Cutthroat for like $7 the one time?
Yeah, I think I could have had Cutthroat and Blot for like $7 a piece at Target at one point, and just, you know, I just didn't want to start another combiner, and then just one day on a whim, I saw Cinder Twin for Walgreens full price and went, yeah, okay.
Well, you may not have wanted to start the combiner, but we made sure you finished it.
And again, thank you. And Chris also sent me Singe, so I've got that to go with Spinister. And I haven't opened it yet, but I'm, you know, I do like that Target Master mold, so it is good to have.
Cool.
If anybody wants to, like, you know, cheaply part with a Shroot for him so he has both the Spinister's Target Masters, you know, reach out.
Yes, please.
So, doing my duty for the drinking game, I'm following up on something.
What'd you buy?
A hot shot from Star Ears.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I should have that for next week. Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to have something stupid for next week, too.
Cool. Awesome. Matt, did you get anything?
I got nothing.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So, I'll run through mine. Condolences? I'll run through mine pretty quick. So Big Bad Toy Store had that United find recently, where they just got a bunch of United stuff up for pre-order. I don't have a clue where it all came from. And United was from the period. Go ahead, Don.
Is that the one I was telling you about? They got all that. Was that the one I was telling you about?
Yeah, I mean, I think I already knew about it before you shared it with me. But yeah, So I'd ordered everything on it. Because that was a period of time when I wasn't buying Takara stuff. If I just had the Hasbro mold, I would just go with that. So there's United and most of Henkei. I need to go back, and I still need to finish off most of Henkei. I think everything else, though, I have. So I got a big box, basically the biggest box that I think Big Bad Toy Store ships stuff in. I'm just going to go through that. And so I got the 2-pack of... Wind Charger and Wipeout.
Nice.
So I didn't. I mean, of course, I've got Wind Charger, and this was the Wind Charger that was Reveal the Shield. Remember, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That was kind of hard to come by at the time. People were actually getting this set to get this toy, but I didn't. So I didn't have Wipeout, which is the Decepticon black repaint.
I love that black and blue repaint.
Yeah, it looks great.
I love that mold in general.
It's great.
Yeah, I wish we would have got more color.
Ah, Matt pulled it right off the shelf.
Nice.
That's take sweet. A drink. Yeah.
hey, that's my gimmick.
He's right here now. Next to Triptychon and Brunt, where he should be.
Let me just run through these. I got Scourge. And with these, I realized what a better economy means for toy engineering. A better economy for the toy industry. The economy is generally the indicators are strong, but not for the toy industry. It's not. Just the engineering is substantially more advanced, 10-ish years ago than it is today at the same price point. I was there buying toys, but it's just, it's a stark reminder of how different things were back then. Scourge is substantially more complicated.
Although, it was more complicated, but I gotta say, I enjoy transforming Titans Return Scourge a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Same. I love the Generations United Scourge. That is one of my favorite toys.
I mean, I still have three of them up with my Galvatron gang up on one of these shelves, but, for something to actually just take down and handle and mess with, the Titans Return one is so much more the speed I'm looking for.
I have the Takara one. I have three Hasbro ones. I have the Serpentor. I have the Rat Bat. I love them all.
So also was...
and DevCon.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I forgot about DevCon. There's also Optimus Primal, which I'm surprised it wasn't Beast Convoy, but on the box it says Optimus Primal, which is interesting. So I'd forgotten this one. This was from Cybertron. It was a repaint from the Cybertron line.
Technically.
Yeah. Wheeljack. God, he looks so different than the American version. Just the paint, just substantially different. Let's see here. Thunderwing, looks more or less the same, very similar. And something completely different. Axelon.
Oh, yeah.
I'd forgotten about Axelon. And what else did I get? Oh, yeah. So Big Bad Toy Store had stuff on clearance on a sale. So I decided to finish off my Masterpiece Seekers. So I got Dirge and I got Thrust. Oops. Hit the camera with Thrust. And he's, in my mind, he's going away and he's flipping off the camera like Beast Machines Thrust, which is the best Thrust.
So now that you and I have the entire set, they can announce a new one.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the original Starscream. I don't have the original sky-colored Starscream. I have the USA edition.
Well, I don't have the version 1. I have all of the version 2 stuff. Though I do have a version 1 somewhere. Starscream, just not the Japanese grayish one.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
Hey, Brian, how's your QC on Thrust and Dirge?
I'm never going to transform them because I don't hate myself.
It's not a good toy.
Yeah, there's, they're not good. I wouldn't have bought them except they're half price. Yeah, I don't need to transform those toys again. So what was it? So it was Ramjet that was having some major QC issues, right? Wasn't it, Don, when he came out?
He had backward shoulders, I think.
Yeah, I thought
for part of the run at least.
Yeah, that's why I got.
I think it was early versions.
Yeah, that's why I picked up the BB7S model versions. They were a lot better on the QC issue, and at the time, a lot cheaper than what the Masterpieces were running for a better figure.
And last, but I guess technically least, actually, yeah, I got the... I'm going to call them the misnamed because I don't consider them the real thing, but the world's smallest Transformers that are not the world's smallest Transformers because they don't transform. So the Optimus Prime... on the itty bitty little card. Starscream and Bumblebee. So they were selling these retail, not Transformers, but there was a G.I. Joe, a Rubik's Cube, and a couple other things that were licensed that you could find on the shelf at Toys R Us a couple years ago. So I guess somehow this company still managed to survive in a post Toys R Us world. Enough.
I think Cracker Barrel also had some of those.
Yeah. So they also licensed, I think, some more G.I. Joe stuff as well as Transformers.
I think there is or there will be a Power Ranger.
Oh, cool. So, yeah. That's what I got. Anything else? No, I didn't. Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the news. Okay, so Earthrise had its first U.S. sighting this week. Don, did you find it?
No, I didn't get anything either, but thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. So Earthrise showed up, Target and Nestchalk found it today. So that's the MicroMaster versions. Let's see here. Which figures?
Hot Rod Patrol and...
Big North Daddy! Patrol?
Well, Daddy-O. Technically Daddy-O now.
Mm.
But yes.
So
these have been found so far in Portland, I think, Sacramento, and wherever Nestchalk is in Virginia.
Mm. Central Virginia.
I mean, it's notable enough just that they've been spotted on the East Coast already so soon after those first two sightings.
I'm going to try to go after we record the show. We'll see.
Good luck. We'll probably be here till 11. Yeah. In, you know, post stream.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so those were found. That's good. Do we have any feeling whether or not the rest of the stuff will start showing up pretty soon?
I'm positive the deluxes at least are already in the distribution system and they just have not leaked out the shelves yet.
Mm. I expect about the time we get to Toy Fair, stuff will be hitting shelves pretty heavy.
If it hasn't, heavily, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, just checking the chat to see if anybody else had spotted anything. And I got distracted because Captain Rufus had mentioned God Neptune. I'm like, are we getting a God Neptune? Did something just happen?
No.
We'll see.
No, if that had been the case, like, you probably would have, but definitely me and Matt would have felt the shift in the force, and, you know, we would just be aware of it as it happens.
So Hasbro, I don't want to, we do our normal, we need to do that pretty quick, our Toy Fair speculation episode.
Oh, yeah.
Just to avoid being spoiled, but I'll raise this question. So Hasbro has been selling these figures through Hasbro Pulse, as far as like the distribution goes. Do we have any thought whatsoever whether or not Hasbro would sell the C-Cons at retail in some capacity?
No.
Generation Selects.
Yeah, no.
So pretty much what we got.
So the price point is really the thing that tells the story here. If they were planning to sell that through some means other than through Hasbro Pulse, they would be priced at U.S. prices and not Takara prices.
Yeah.
It's because it was a Takara-initiated thing that it is the way it is. Like Masterpieces.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same kind of thing.
So, the only way I can see them doing that would be maybe sell it as a God Neptune set at San Diego. That would give them enough time to make a gift set.
That would
box.
Be good.
But I mean, that would be...
Nobody knows what it is.
Right.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'd love to see it, but it's just that they do tend to go with big known characters at San Diego anymore.
But I'm saying that's the only way I think that we would see it outside the Selects branding is if they made something big for a show, and the biggest show that would sport something of that price point would be San Diego. Other than
in that context, I agree, but like there's not enough general awareness of God Neptune existing.
Ooh, Takara could really do it for like option, a Tokyo sadly. Takara could always do it for like Tokyo Toy Show.
Oh man, that'd would be cost
terrible. That'd be terrible for us.
But it would make sense for them since God Neptune is more of you know.
I don't think there's as much love for Beast Wars 2nd in Japan as there is for
else. But as long as they have those molds made.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't see them doing the G2 colors anytime soon from those molds.
Oh, I wish.
That would be nice.
Of course, the elusive John DeLuna lurking in our chat just did point out that they did do Shackwave.
Yeah.
They found a way to do Shackwave.
Toy.
Yeah. But so if Takara were to do something, I'm sure Hasbro would put it out in the Selects line over Hasbro Pulse. Like, we would be able to get it.
Shockwave is one $50 toy, and it's also a situation of what the hell else are they going to ever do with that Shockwave mold? Like, since the Seacons are a Takara thing, it's pretty much on Takara's head to get more mileage out of it. Like, Hasbro, Hasbro can be involved if they want to, probably, but it's not an obligation
they're,
on their
Not going to initiate anything.
Yeah.
The one other thing they could have done with that, and I actually wouldn't mind if they did at one point, would be Energon Six Shot.
Yeah, I mean, people were considering that as a potential outlet for that, but, you know, Shockwave is a thing, too. Shockwave.
If I had to choose between the two, I would have chosen Shockwave anyway, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, how often does that ever get referenced in anything? Mm-hmm. Never.
More often than, like, Energon Six Shot.
Well, slightly, yeah, if you count...
They're not tied right now.
Yeah, and you know, I don't see them doing animation color versus toy color. I don't see them doing that on that. But I mean, because that mold is not doing well in retail. I mean, I think that's the one leader class you can find wherever leader classes are sold. And I'm not sure.
Now it's Ultra Magnus.
Hey, question.
Oh, no, I've never been able to get rid of the Shockwaves on my shelf. Much like the Voyager Megatron that's covered in battle damage, still everywhere.
I've seen two Ultra Magnuses in the past 6 months. I've only seen, I saw one the other day.
Yeah, I have never seen the cel-shaded Voyagers because they can't get rid of the initial run of Megatron.
Hey, somebody mentioned G2 a minute ago, and it wasn't in context of the Seacons.
Yeah, because, you know, God Neptune is the most obvious repaint because I just don't see them doing the G2 Seacons.
Set colors, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was wondering if, like, in the Jim Sorensen book, if there was Seacons that were unveiled or something that I didn't recall. There's not, I don't think. Just wanted to double check and make sure that I wasn't missing something glorious in my life that I had to somehow, you know, fill with knowledge. So, okay. Also, I didn't realize actually where this came from until just now. The Twitter account for the Transformers Collectors Club Australia, which I didn't realize was still a thing.
I think it's just a fan community.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. They tweeted out a number of photos for Earthrise packaging, and it's a treasure trove.
Yeah, one of their members was in Bangkok and was able to get Earthrise Optimus Prime from a shop there with full packaging and everything, posted pictures of that with two pictures from the packaging, and that side panel art, man, that is some hot stuff.
It is. So, confirmed, yes, definitely Quintesson. It's not,
Double Dealer and RC.
Yeah.
Shockwave's there. Do you think we're really going to get another Shockwave, or they're just using the Shockwave from
just from Siege, because you can see Sideswipe and Hound are there as well.
And Megatron, although Megatron, you know, is always an ambiguous thing.
Yeah.
Well, Megatron has another, you know, we already know that we're getting another Voyager Megatron, right?
Yeah, upside-down submarine. The funny thing about this, though, so Trailbreaker's on this art, too, except that the art is based on the 2014 toy.
Yeah. I'm thinking that, you know, maybe they just didn't have the design model for the new toy available, so they just kind of went with what they had,
or they sent the artist that they had do this the wrong reference.
Speaking of things that are on this panel and talking to the designers and the brand managers for Transformers, one thing I mentioned a while ago, probably about a year, it was probably at the Siege unboxing that we did, I mentioned that I'd like to get like a nice arc, and he kind of gave me a look like, oh, that's interesting. Like almost as if to say, maybe something like that might be coming. And seeing the arc so prevalent on this side panel, I wonder if we're going to get something that way.
Maybe. I'd love that if that happened.
I think that would have been the HasLab project and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just to cement the timeline of where this takes place.
Uh-huh.
You know, they could always do a gift set of, again, I'm going back to San Diego, but, you know, they could do like they did the Dinobot playset a couple of years ago. That was the unfolding thing. Yeah, they can have the box be the arc and there's figures like inside of it.
The cardboard thing in general has kind of been hip lately, I think. One, it's relatively cheap to do. There's some nostalgia around it because that was something that used to be done in the past. I mean, I like that idea. I don't need a plastic arc.
Yeah,
unless it transforms.
That's one of the interesting things about being able to talk to the Transformers design team and brand managers. I mean, like I said, it's these little tidbits. I mean, they could have been thinking about that arc that comes with Optimus Prime, where what was that? The Cyberverse, where it comes apart. That could have been what they were thinking about, but
that's the monkey's paw.
Oh yeah, and Captain Rufus points out the Nemesis is on there too.
So, you know, they could have like the figures in the box with like artwork from the G1 cartoon with the stasis, you know, the damaged rubble and all that kind of, you know, so they got, basically they've got images they can use to create this thing. Yeah. And then they could do a Decepticon set with the Nemesis too. I mean, if they wanted to do that, which would be nice. You could hang them on the ceiling.
A pop-up arc that turns into the headquarters would actually be kind of fun.
Oh yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, also on that side panel is a Bumblebee where if you kind of zoom in on it, it's very obviously using Cliffjumper's engineering. So like, obviously everyone expected that to be a thing that would be coming along anyway, but the package art probably is, you know, giving confirmation on that.
And as Rob pointed out to me on Twitter, there's a spike right behind him and an exo
suit. Is that what that is? Yes. I've been trying to figure out what the figure behind him was supposed to be.
Yeah, okay. I think it is, so.
You know, that would make sense, though, because probably if they took away all of the weapon add-ons from Cliffjumper, they could probably put some kind of little spike minifigure in there to make a plastic mass.
I was just getting ready to say that, Chris, you know, because...
I hadn't thought of that.
They just spoiled Toy Fair.
All right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I get why they put the skis and all that stuff in, because it does make kind of a sense to make that price point for that small of a figure work. But without that stuff, that's a lot of figure. That's not a lot of figure for that $20 price point. So they'd have to put something in there.
I would rather have that spike as a separate figure, maybe as what's their cheapest price point now? Not the cheapest,
Masters.
But
Micromasters are equivalent.
Like I was thinking like legend scale. That would be better off as a legend scale figure, but I know they don't do legend scale figures right now.
Yeah, that's why we're getting
as small as that Bumblebee is in that package. I mean, there you could make a pretty decent size spike to fit in that package with it.
I don't think so. And I just thought about it. That could be like an exclusive set somewhere, like Amazon for $24.99 or something like that. Or
maybe.
Yeah,
I think for $24.99 you would be just looking at the Bumblebee figure and something about like a Micromaster.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was at retail for $20, it would be more the Bumblebee and a Spike figure with like minimal articulation that does not transform.
Exactly.
Or they use Battle Master Engineering and make that Spike into a Target Master of some sort.
Like I said, barely articulated and doesn't transform.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so next item, Jack posted this, so I don't really know beyond what I'm seeing what it is, but it's a Transformers commemorative medal. Is this something that's going to be packaged into like a masterpiece, or is Hasbro going to try to sell these individually?
I'm unsure.
It's a Transformers Year of the Mouse official Hasbro limited edition commemorative coin.
Year of the Rat?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they've done one of these before for another, you know, the previous year's entry in the Chinese Zodiac. I'm just not sure how they're distributed other than, you know, in China, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure this is somebody's jam. It's not mine, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same people who are all about the masterpiece coins.
And I'm at a point where I'm fine giving those away, honestly.
I think a few of the Unite Warrior sets I bought came with coins like that too, which I'm sure I still have around here somewhere, but I couldn't tell you.
I have no idea where any of that stuff went.
That seems like something I would have stuck in a drawer. It's just a matter of like, where is that drawer now?
Yeah, mine's all in the basement. It's a nice looking coin or medallion or whatever.
That looks coinish to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a commemorative coin.
Also, X-Transbots, Dr. Egg, teaser images for their unofficial Quintesson.
What horrible timing.
I know.
Yeah. Bad timing. I'll still get it.
Well, of course you will.
I'm hoping it doesn't transform.
No, it won't.
I'm hoping it's literally just a straight up Quintesson.
Yeah, I thought we've seen this.
Maybe not in color, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because I thought we saw a sample of this at the TFCon we were at in
Toronto. I've never seen this before.
I don't recall it.
But yeah. I wish they would come out with their Autobots bike, because we saw, you know, that was almost finished, I thought, a while ago. And
was that the shampoo bottle one?
Blue Lobster one. The X-Transbots one looked a lot nicer, had a lot more articulation, obviously didn't transform, but
it
looks like something you could put on your masterpiece shelf.
Okay.
Where that Blue Lobster one was terrible and soap bodily.
Okay. Hey, guess what? TFRadio.net/Amazon. You should buy something. Really. Like right now, as of Friday, the new Garbage Pail Kids line, Late to School, is officially released. And you get a hobby box on Amazon right now for $43. That is 24 packs, less than $2 a pack. I might be buying a box or two.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. So tfradio.net/Amazon, you can buy anything right now.
Yeah, tax season is coming up and we could use the help.
Yes, we could. tfradio.net/Amazon. There's also hobby boxes, which are 5 packs. Those are $10 each. And if you just want to buy something now, it's not going to be, you know, like shipped potentially tomorrow instead of Friday. They have the last, I'm in a Garbage Pail Kids mood right now. We have the Oh the Horrible value box. $10, 5 packs, and it ships out probably tomorrow. Like, I'll have it, I'll go ahead and buy a couple.
Take a drink.
I'll have it Friday. So I posted this to tfradio.net/Amazon. We would appreciate anything you can do. You know, we think we have it bad sometimes, but collecting cards is so much worse, because there's like this forced rarity that they do with cards being like individually numbered. Certain cards might be 1 of 10. Some might be 1 of 100 or 1 of 2,000. Sometimes they're 1 of 1. Tops put up like $5,000 in individual items for Garbage Pail Kids today on their website, like $5,000. And most of them are like 1 of 1, 1 of 10, or 1 of 100. And, you know, like if that's your thing and you can afford it, somebody's dropping $5,000 and they're getting most of those items, because like half of them are 1 of 1s.
I'm glad the realities of toy manufacturing don't permit for that to be a thing.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost kind of like back in Power of the Force when they were creating their own variants, you know, long sabers, lightsabers, short sabers, lightsaber, half circle, Boba Fett, all that, all those, because you can't have that many variations in a line. They had to have been making their own, you know, basically scarcity at that point, which is what turned me off Star Wars there. But it's, you know, it's the same thing. They're making a shortage and then giving you a chance to get the figure because of the shortage they created themselves.
Yep. Thank you, Amazon. Thank you, people, for using our Amazon link and helping us pay for our taxes. tfradio.net/Amazon. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, we've got something kind of interesting here. Someone has made, let me get the actual name. That would be wise. A customizer by the name Strata 32,000 has made a custom Toys R Us themed Optimus Prime. And just, it's a really nice design work on the package. It's got the Transformers logo in the Toys R Us font. I really like the shade of blue on that they put on this Prime. and, you know, just custom graphics for the whole thing, and complete with a bio of Toys R Us on the back of it. So it's a really nice and thorough custom, and kind of wish I had the wherewithal to make, you know, custom packaging like that, because it's really neat.
It's nice. It says, "You'll never outgrow us." Was that a slogan for Toys R Us for a while?
I'm assuming.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I have a feeling if it was, it was a very early one.
Yeah, that scratches an itch in my heart.
Okay, so from the look of things, it was their slogan around like 87 to 89.
Oh, cool. Well, okay. Interesting. Okay, sweet. That is on T-Formers right now. I want to thank our patrons at the Touched tier, which is, $12.99 a month. This is also listed on our website at tfradio.net/credits, but that's Kevin Dorsey, Sean Bratton, Jacob Owen Lucha, Sean Hamilton, Jason W. Rye, Mike Mowry, Jason Hiley, Jonathan James, and Matthew Deadman. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Also, Diecast in the chat just said, did we touch them or did they touch us?
We have touched their heart. I think either way, it's inappropriate, Diecast.
We have touched their heart and they have touched ours in return. I'm not going to make a ghost reference. I just did. Dang it. Okay. You can find all of our podcasts going back over 20 years. tfradio.net. We're also on Twitter at tfradio, facebook.com/tfradio, Instagram at TF Podcast. We're on YouTube under Radio Free Cybertron, Roku, tfradio.net/Roku, Fire TV, tfradio.net/Fire TV. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podbean, apparently, everywhere else. You can get a nice feed also from our Patreon at patreon.com/tfradio. We have three tiers, and each tier gets a nice little RSS feed where you get all of our podcasts. Yeah, pretty sweet. Patreon.com/TF Radio. I am on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. And my website is at BrianKilby.com, where I have my other podcasts that I post occasionally, The Happy Daily. We should also have some episodes of How Was Your Weekend coming up soon. Wendy and I will be recording some more as her work schedule slows down. Her new job has been insane. It sounds awesome having to travel like to the Bahamas on a regular basis, or to Mexico City, or, you know.
No, that just sounds like pain.
Yeah, she has employees all over the world, so that means she has to be available all day. All day, basically, to support them. So her life sucks. Hopefully we can get that, you know, taken care of soon. But we'll be doing more episodes of that soon. Looking forward to that. Don, because I completely overlooked you with what we got this week, I am going to go to you first. How Don, my friend, who I love, and I would give a hug if we were in the same room together right now, and a pat on the back. How can people reach you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Chris, who I tolerate, and I have tolerated for 20 years.
They say tolerance builds with time, but then again, time is the fire in which we burn.
Drink.
Yes, that, and I can live with it, etc. That's all drinking subjects right there. For Star Trek references and deep thoughts on Babylon 5, which I've been having lately because I started watching that when I couldn't watch Star Trek on Amazon Prime Video, you can follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. I have my Amazon wish list from there too, which you can find at tfradio.net/chrislist if you'd like to send me something nice, or, you know, just see what kind of crazy stuff I put on the wish list. For toy photography related things, I should probably try to talk slower. I always think I should try to talk slower, but then it never happens. You can follow me on social media either at Play With Photos on Twitter or Instagram.com/playwithphotography. My toy photography website is playwithphotography.com. You can find galleries, articles, sometimes guides, just general topics relating to toy photography. If you like the work I do or anything I do, really, and you want to show support or help me do more things, you can contribute via Patreon for as little as $2 per month. That's at patreon.com/playwithphotos. There's a couple of higher tiers. Higher tiers come with more rewards, of course, but for $2, I will thank you every day and just be grateful for your existence.
Do they come with more risk?
I mean, we could probably build that into the model if someone was so inclined.
Oh, hey, our Patreon. I just wanted to mention this since now I can do the Patreon plug thing. I added a new reward for all tiers. I mentioned this, I think, before. I've been calling it the RFC Lucky Draw. So we'll be doing a month. I love doing contests if it's not plainly abundant. We'll be doing a drawing each month for everyone. Everyone in each tier, all tiers, everybody is eligible. One monthly drawing. It'll be like something Hasbro senses, something Transformers related, or some sort of podcast relic. And when I say podcast relic, like...
He means me.
No, no. You know, the guys know that I like buying and testing out different equipment, and sometimes equipment doesn't, you know, it might get used, like at a live event, and a couple times, but might get retired. So, you know, I don't know, about a dozen microphones that are, you know, are retired at this point that have been used at various events over the years. I think some of those will wind up as, in part of the giveaways and stuff like that. That'll be fun. It'll be fun. So that's there. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
I am on Twitter at Figgy Reviewers for toy stuff and Rob Flails for video game stuff. That's because Flailthers is my YouTube channel for gaming. Specifically at the moment, Gundam Battle Operation 2 for the PlayStation 4, which is a free-to-play Gundam game. Weekly update on that is every Thursday, so you can check out my channel there to see what's been added to the game. Just added the Super Gundam this week, which I just got this evening. So, and if you like what I'm doing there, you can head over to patreon.com/flailthroughs and help me out. A couple of bucks a month, you can request specific mobile suit and weapon combinations and the like. And of course, the video stuff that Chris and I do for T-Formers shows up on YouTube at T-Formers.
Cool. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. That is the best way to see all the stuff that I get because I usually take photos of all of it. This week I didn't, but normally I do. And hopefully I'll be able to get some reviews done soon. So you can still follow me on RFC Reviews at or tfradio.net/reviews. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
Cool. John not here. He is at that John D everywhere. Rob Springer is at Robo Rob Springer on Twitter and at zonebase.org. That's it. We'll be back next week. We love you. Goodbye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.